Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Sinead is with me on the line today. Sinead, just tell listeners what happened to you when you were out for a walk.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good.
I never predicted I'd be on the radio talking about dogs, but anyways, here we are. I came on social media to have a little rant about, these dogs, because it's the same dogs that have been coming out for a long time in our local area. And I was just on the way around on my run, minding my own business. And, you know, they come out and they're right up at your ankles and growling and barking. And I suppose I just had the thought, like, look, I'm lucky that I'm not afraid of dogs. You know, I'm not lucky that I'm not, they don't deter me from going in my local area for a run or for a walk. But I suppose what really aggravated me was really more the response from the owner. Like, you know, I can't understand how owners that have dogs running out onto the roads can't maybe apologise or just take some ownership, you know. She just kind of told me, jog on, like, they won't go near you and don't mind them. And like, yeah, that's all right for her, but they're not growling at her feet, you know.
And are we talking, like, describe the area. Is it a very rural part? Is it a busy urban?
Yeah, it's a rural part of outside Galway, but it's you know, it's a busy area, lots of houses, lots of families, lots of cars, tractors, etc. So yeah, there's, on the loop that I go around, there's lots of dogs, and this just happens to be these one house where there's quite a number of small dogs that come out every single time. And so it's just I had this little rant on social media, and I got such a response from people actually to say that, you know, you're really lucky to be able to still go and bring your kids for the walk or the cycle and still do it, because it's actually stopping people in some areas from getting out, because they are, it's the repeat offenders. I mean, dogs would be dogs. I'm not saying dogs can't bark or, you know, might be in their garden and might jump up in the wall and give you a fright or whatever. But we know that in rural Ireland, there's like the same houses. We all probably have them in our own area where we know the same dogs come out, and no matter how many times the owners have been told, look, is there any way you can fence them in? Like, is there any way that, you know, that you can sort this out? And it's just the dismissiveness of the owners to say, like, get over it, you know, it's your problem. And it's like, this is just ridiculous.
And I wonder what the attitude is, Sinead. Is it that they maybe, you know, that if the dog was within the grounds or the surrounds or the confines of that person's home, we'll say, you know what, like, it's in their garden, and the dog runs out onto the street or onto the, you know, out onto the footpath. So they're not in a private area. They're now in a public space. They're in a public road, basically. Yeah. And there's no lead. And, you know, obviously they're off lead and they're running around. And the owner's attitude is that, you know, even though you're in a public road, you're in their way, basically.
Absolutely. And like, again, I'm not really talking about isolated instances, you know, like some dogs might get out or, you know, and owners are trying their best. But like, again, I think it's just the repeat offenders. It's the ones that know and make no effort to try and, you know, like, put a gate up or do anything to try and make it better for people that want to be out on the road, you know, and their attitude stinks. So that's what probably drives me mad more than the dog itself. It's not the dogs that are the problem, it's the owners.
Yeah. And so did you pull people up on this, or have you said it to homeowners to say, look, you know, I mean, I could be anyone. Yeah. I could be terrified here. I could be a child.
Oh yeah, no, I've had a conversation with the owner of these small dogs quite a number of times. But well, it's less more of a conversation. She's usually kind of shouting at me. But I have said I'm really tempted to call the dog warden. You know, and it's not something you want to do. But actually, like, there's absolutely no getting through to her. You know, so that's really, it's really challenging.
And what response did you get when you kind of, you know, said you might mention this to the dog warden?
She just shouts back at me to say, you know, keep going, jog on. Keep, like, there's no.
Yeah.
And it's not funny, actually. This is the thing. Is that,
no.
Like, again, look,
listen.
Lucky I'm not afraid of these dogs.
I'm terrified of dogs, Sinead. I'm telling, you know, and I've had that situation happen at home when I've been, you know, up in my home house in Donegal over the years. And it is terrifying. Like, when your only response is to stand and freeze when a dog comes charging at you, and if the owner is kind of there going, like, whatever, my German Shepherd or my whatever is grand, he won't touch you, he's fine, he's this, he's that, he's, and the thing's growling at you, it's petrifying.
Yeah, she doesn't even make an effort to nearly call the dog in. Like, to make any effort, you know, she's shouting at me because I'm trying to raise the alarm, say, come on, get the dog in, because I don't want to be shouting at the dog either. But, you know, it's just wild, you know.
Texter here listening to you, Sinead, today, 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. This listener was out walking. A German Shepherd came out and bit them on the back of their leg. And what I got, the response I got from the owner was that he wouldn't hurt a fly. So how do we crack down? How do we need or introduce more enforcement then to try and tell people they can't do this?
Look, I'm only having these conversations more recently. I think people need to know that there are dog wardens that you can report this to. I think that, you know, there needs to be a bit of pushback that this shouldn't be allowed. You know, they have to be making some effort to keep the dog in the confines of their own home. And I don't know, I always say, look, money talks. If somebody was fined for having their dog out in the road, you know, if it's a repeat offence, you know, again, I know these isolated instances, I'm really not talking about those occasions, because I had a bit of pushback from people saying, come on, dogs be dogs. But I'm really not talking about these one-time experiences that, you know, that might happen for owners. I'm just really talking about that we know the houses that the same ding-dong is happening all the time, you know.
Lister says, I was in Glendalough last Saturday. There's signs everywhere that the dogs must be on a lead. And for every dog that was on a lead, there was five not on a lead. It's disgraceful, selfish and bad manners. And these people think of nobody but themselves. It's very sad. Rory is with me on the line. Rory, have you ever experienced a situation like Sinead? Can you hear me, Rory? Have we got Rory with us on the line? No, we've no Rory. We'll come back to Rory maybe in a moment. Sean is with...
Andrea.
Oh, it's Rory. How are you? How are you doing? Good.
Very well, Andrea. How are you?
Good. So you've been listening to Sinead there. What's your response?
I couldn't agree with her more, to be honest. I think, like, everyone wants to own a dog, but no one is willing to take the responsibility that comes with owning a dog. I am constantly harassed by off-lead dogs running up to me and owners shouting, oh, it's okay, they're friendly, oh, it's okay, they just want to say hello. It is the bane of my life. It drives me nuts that people won't ask in advance. They don't have any effective control, which is the wording of the law, for non-breed restricted breeds, that your dogs must be under effective control. And that's fantastic wording in the law, because either you have it on a lead or you have a good recall of it over your dog and you can bring it back to you. Not every dog loves its personal space being imposed on. Not every dog is friendly. Some dogs are recovering from operations. Some dogs are in the training and need to be managed around other dogs. And there just seems to be no consideration, or, like that previous caller said, ownership. Like, she used the word, it's ownership. Have a bit of responsibility for that which you own.
Do you think, is it the people, is it the dog owners don't care, Rory, or is it that they just know there's nobody going to catch them?
So, like, their attitude is of indignance. They're, like, indignant that you could be offended by their dog, which they don't. I think they feel insecure because they have no control over their dog. They leave it run up to you and they'll say, oh, it's fine, he's friendly, because they live with the dogs. The dog is no bother to them. They don't mind it jumping up on them or maybe biting their clothes or whatever it is. And, oh, he's friendly. Just because a dog has been friendly with the dogs it's met up until today, it doesn't mean it's going to be friendly with my dogs. There might be a different vibe. There might be a different relation between them. And I'd rather not chance it. I'd rather be allowed to walk my dogs. I could have a dog as a therapy dog and it's just on a break for an hour and a walk in the woods. A guide dog, a medical alert dog, and your dog's running up on it. You could be ruining the training that I've done with the dog. You could be ruining my day if it's a safety concern, which it is. Mm. Like, I mean, off-lead dogs running up on me just because you know your dog. I don't know you. I don't trust you. I don't know what training your dog has. And I'd rather at least you ask before you run up on your dog runs up on me or my dog. And I mean, if you were to equate it to humans, I wouldn't like strangers running up to me, smelling me, putting their face in my face, rubbing my hair.
I know.
Like, it's just personal space.
What response do you get, Rory, like if you mention it to a dog owner, you know, who's if they're in the vicinity of the dog that's off lead?
Almost without exception, it is an attitude of indignance. Like, they're indignant that you would even say it to them. Like,
how dare you?
What's wrong with you? Like, dogs are pack animals. They're meant to all be friends. They're meant to all love each other. You know, why are you afraid of my dog? My dog is friendly. Like, it's always indignant.
Lister says, dogs should be on leads, no questions about it. My own is reactive and gets stressed when another dog even approaches it. I too am terrified, as sometimes the other dog will react. It is the owners who are at fault, and the children use this park as well. This texter's a postman for nearly 3 decades and says, I can tell you that people do not see the danger of their own dogs. I've heard a million times, oh, he won't bite. Yes, he won't bite you. But if the hair is up in the back of his neck and there's a good chance he will bite me, I just have to keep moving. It's absolutely infuriating. What about you, Sean? 1800 453 106, that's the number. Sean, have you had an experience like Sinead?
Yeah, I actually feel a great deal of sympathy with Sinead. I also live in a rural area. And if you go for a walk from here down to the local facilities, shall we say, lots of dogs from various houses will come out to the gate and bark. Mm. That's what they do. They're territorial. I don't have a cure for it. In Sinead's case, I don't know. She says she's living in Galway. But it's possible that that woman she's dealing with the dogs that are coming out to the street, has been living there for decades. She's never had to control the dogs before. Now there's increased pedestrian traffic, and she's expected to, and she's a little bit resistant, shall we say, to change.
So how do we ensure there's more enforcement, you know, of people even in general keeping their dogs on leads?
You insist that the local authorities enforce their own bylaws. It's really simple.
The laws are there.
Put it this way, if you take... I'm living in Fingal. If I was fined for my dog soiling the pavement and me not picking it up, I would feel genuinely peeved and put upon, because it just doesn't happen. It's the same for having my dog off a lead in areas where it should be on a lead. There's no enforcement, absolutely none. It doesn't happen. And
people,
that's your problem.
They've no fear of getting caught.
You will get the wardens out Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. But most people are at work at that time. A lot of the offences are occurring outside those hours. I would also say that there is a problem, I would say, certainly in Fingal, where it's virtually impossible to find an area where you can let your dog off a lead and give it a run.
Yeah. And I know.
The parks are closed down, and that's fine.
Yeah, there's texts all right from listeners about that. You know, there's not enough, kind of open or public dog park or dog spaces, particularly in urban areas. And one listener here suggesting today that might be part of the problem. Susie Walsh is with us, Sean. Susie is an animal behaviourist. Is there a way then to, how do people living in urban areas manage dogs then like this, Susie?
So this is a really interesting conversation. I can agree with all of your listeners, and it's absolutely ridiculous, and I see it day in, day out. This is a symptom of a bigger problem. I don't think this is the problem. I don't think it's possible to enforce it. We don't have enough manpower with the crisis that we're having in other areas. Our wardens and our staff and all are all caught up with the amount of dog bite cases that we're having. So you're allowed in this country to go out and get as many dogs as you want for whenever you want, from whoever you want. Okay, then you don't have to do any mandatory training. The dog license means absolutely nothing. And then so you're not forced in any kind of sequence of events to be responsible. We see in other mainland European countries where they're forced to do training, where they're forced to get certification before they even get a dog, and there's measures put in place so that makes you a responsible owner before you even get your dog. And then we have unregulated industries where anyone can go out and call themselves a dog trainer. That's another conversation for another day.
Okay.
But we don't have any responsibility from the get-go. There is nobody saying what
so
we can
do or
what we can't
do. So should dog owners be required to have some level of training then?
100%. Absolutely. Yeah. We live in a scenario where actually my case though...
Go on ahead. Is that Sean, is it?
Yeah, it is, Neil. I just interject there. To some extent, I agree, and I'm familiar with the situation on the continent in terms of dog owners being trained. But that is backed up by enforcement. This is a problem here in Ireland. We don't do the enforcement. At a certain stage, if I go down to the local puppy farm and pick up a pup and bring it home, that's not registered. The transfer of ownership is not registered.
Okay.
The pup may or may not be microchipped, and that microchip law is in what, 10-15 years?
Well, that's the duty though, Susie, of the dog owner, isn't it, to have the pet microchipped? I mean,
it shouldn't be sold to begin with. And he's right. There is no enforcement along the way.
Yeah.
There is no responsibility along the way.
Okay.
There is no one complying with even those early regulations.
Okay.
And then we are in this part. This scenario that we're in now, my caseload has gone from just regular training dogs in the last 10 years to continuous dangerous dogs and bite cases and increasing. We're living in a dangerous society with dogs, and it's terrifying.
Yeah, it's frightening to hear that about, you know, the number of bite cases that are too on the rise as well. Karen is joining us, Susie, for a moment. Karen, I believe you find dogs terrifying. Is that right?
Yes, I do. Hi, Andrea. Yeah, I was just saying to your person there, I actually walk with crutches. I have a disability and I have no balance really at all, but I am able to walk with crutches. But if dogs come near me and they're at my ankles, it's just really frightening because, you know, I can get knocked over. As I was saying in the text, even the fright of a dog coming near me can actually knock me down, the fright itself. And when I try to explain this to dog owners, they say exactly what your other callers were saying. Oh, he's fine. He won't touch you. But they don't seem to understand that I don't want their dog in my space. It feels like an invasion to me because I need to concentrate on even just walking around. And they have no understanding for that at all. And I've had some, you know, discussions with people that they just don't understand. And when it's bad enough to be frightened of dogs, but if you have a disability on top of that, where you're just trying to concentrate on having balance, it's even more terrifying.
My God. It must be. The idea, Karen, that you'd have to stand and, you know, justify this or explain this situation to somebody when you're using, as you said, two crutches, even by way of stability, and that, you know, you're then forced to have to explain to somebody who's the dog off a lead why this is inappropriate.
It's happened to me many times. Like I walk, during summer days, if it's nice out, myself and my husband did used to go the odd time down to the park down near us, and we don't really do that anymore because there are so many dogs off lead. It's just too scary. It's just too stressful. Even if they're not near me, I'm just like...
You're worried. I can well believe it. Yeah, of course you would.
So I would just wish, and not just for myself with a disability, but for older people, with toddlers, you know, people that just aren't comfortable, to just have a bit of consideration.
Yeah.
Not everyone likes their dog. And it's not that we're bad people. We just have our reasons. We don't like your dog.
It's fair enough. Know? No, it's fair enough. Look, Karen, thanks for ringing in and look after yourself. And I'm sorry to hear you've had that experience. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. Martin's on the line. Martin, you rang in. I believe you do deliveries. Is that right? So you're probably dealing then with a lot of dogs.
That's right, Andrew. Yeah, everybody else there has asked me talking about kind of in public spaces. I do deliveries for a large supermarket. And we go into the people's houses, we go into the yard. And even though we ring ahead and let people know we're on the way and we're to be there at a certain time, people still leave the dog out. And I won't get out of the van until I have the owner out beside me telling me that they're putting that dog in. Because you get owners that come up to you and say, oh, it's a gem of a dog, she won't touch and she just loves people and this, that and the other. And the dog then starts biting at your heels.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then they're jumping up on you and you're getting filthy dirty and then you smell of that dog off you going into the next house and the next dog then smells that dog and they're aggressive with you. And that's what we have to put up with. But the owners, I think they're very irresponsible, especially when it comes to delivery drivers or even general public, because they think or they say their dog can do no harm. But yes, the dog will do harm.
Yeah, and when you even ring ahead, Martin, like the idea that you ring ahead and say, you know, I'll be there at whatever 1:30 today, and whatever, have the packages here, and the dog is still outside, and even then when you ring and say, no, I'm out in the van, come out to collect your stuff, will they put the dog in then?
Well, reluctantly they'll put the dog in. Sometimes they'll put the dog in, or else they might just come out to you and say, don't be worried about the dog. That dog won't touch at all. Yeah. He's grand, no problem at all.
You should drive off.
You know, but the dog is grand to the owner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And what do you do then? Would you wait then till they put
it in the van? Me,
you're dead
me
right.
Personally, I sit in the van.
I'd drive off and take the stuff back.
I try not to do that, but If it came to the crunch, I'm just not getting out of the van when the dog is there. Simple as. But I'm not going to stay there all day either, waiting on the dog to be put in. They're going to miss their groceries.
Their slot,
you know.
It's incredible,
yeah, that's
isn't
the experience
it? Yeah, no, well, look, and you're not alone. I spotted another message coming in, I think, maybe similar to your own story. And thanks, Martin, for getting in touch as well. Well, Sinead, there's obviously people have problems with similar to you all over the country. It's a common issue, Sinead. Sinead's gone, is she? Sinead? Try maybe and reconnect with Sinead. Email if you want to get in touch, as always, lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. This listener lives in the Liberties. Since COVID, apparently the increase in dogs has been really significant. The majority of them, they're all off leads, and as a result, dog fouling in the area is a huge problem. Even our small local park has become an unofficial dog park due to the lack of designated dog facilities. There are visible rules in the railings stating the times that the dogs are to be on and off the leads, but sure, mostly ignored. Park is no longer attractive for the non-dog owners to use because the dogs have dug holes all over the grass. They're permitted by their owners to run all over the place without any consideration for those who may be fearful of the dogs. It feels like everyone is expected to be a dog lover and there's no tolerance of any other opinion. It's infuriating. While I like dogs, I've found that I've become less tolerant of them, but particularly of their owners and that sense of entitlement. My children have had dogs jumping on them while their owner shouts he or she is friendly. Of course, the complete lack of enforcement then just fuels the entire issue. 087 1400 106, that's the WhatsApp number. That is Sinead Crowe, Rory, Sean, Susie Walsh, Karen Martin. Thanks a million for getting in contact.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.